7 point lead in the second half. We had that situation in a lot of games last year where we had second half leads and just couldn't hang on. So just being mentally tougher and, you know, focusing in on the details and transferring what coaches tell us in the locker room and timeouts and stuff to the court, because we have all the talent and ability.
What do you see different from Justin Jones? It seemed like last year maybe he deferred to the older guys and kind of, you know, stayed in his lane, so to speak. But, do you see him being more aggressive and coming out a little stronger?
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants him to be aggressive because he's such a good scorer. You know, we try to push him to hunt shots and to be aggressive and to get on the boards because we know how talented he is. And now that he's more comfortable, you know, it's hard as a freshman to come in right away and be the man. Especially on a team full of older guys. He's a lot more comfortable where he's at now, and I don't think he should have any real problems this year.
You mentioned Wisconsin, some of UNC's title teams were junior seed and senior laden. Do you have a better appreciation of what that experience means, even if maybe earlier in your career you thought maybe you could overcome it?
Yeah, I mean, the older you get, the easier it is, honestly, just going through practices and getting your mind right for a day-to-day grind. You know, after you've been through it a couple of times, it becomes, you know, almost like second nature, or it becomes a habit. So I think experience in older teams definitely have an advantage as long as they're still talented. And I think that's one thing. This team has talent and experience. And we did last year, but this year I feel like our core guys that were freshmen aren't freshmen anymore, so that kind of helps. Everybody else is a little bit better too. So.
Is there a correlation between that maturation and that experience and finishing games better than you last year?
I hope so. I hope so. Because like I said, that finishing a couple of those games was the difference between, you know, being in a Final Four or having a 1 or 2 seed and, you know, being stuck where we were. So I certainly hope you're on to something there.
What have you done offseason to improve your game in particular? Anything you've worked on?
Yeah, I just worked on some more of my one-on-one individual offense. That's going to be key for me going to the next level. You know, I'm old now, so there's no next year at Carolina for me, so I got to think big picture sometimes. But a lot of my summer was just focusing on getting stronger and getting healthy so that I could be 100% when it comes down to, you know, producing on the court.
Yeah, were you ever 100% last year?
Huh?
Were you ever 100%?
Yeah, at the beginning of the year I was 100%. I just wasn't playing well. I wasn't shooting the ball well. You know, a lot of pressure and expectations and stuff were on me, and I kind of let that get to my head. And then by the time I got comfortable with it, I started getting hurt. So.
Have you added weight or anything?
I played last year around 170, and this year I'll be playing around from 175 to 177. Okay. So I got a little bigger.
With you being a senior now, what kind of changes, if any, have you noticed with your leadership style and the way you kind of get across to your younger teammates?
Well, I feel like my younger teammates, I mean, they're all 5-star recruits, Joel, Justin, and Theo. And now that they're, you know, a little more experienced, they kind of have an expectation for themselves, and they kind of know a little bit more what to do. So now I'm just kind of the guy that sits back and, you know, steers the ship rather than tries to control everything that's going on and bark at guys the whole time. But I can still be pretty vocal at times.
What you learned last year from those expectations, because you're going to be on the cover of magazines, you're going to be a first-team all-ACC preseason. Yeah. Be able to handle that better this year? I mean, what you went through, does that help?
Yeah, I mean, I think I handled it okay last year. I just, you know, I started slow, and that happens. Some guys come out the gate hot. Some guys take a little while to get going. But I think I handled it fine last year, and then when I was healthy, I played as well as I played, even at the end of my sophomore year. So I'm not too worried about it. And, you know, after going through a year of it, you know, there's nothing that can really faze me at this point.
For the reminders that you guys had about all the close losses, it sounds like it still bothers Coach.
Yeah.
Are they? I guess they're everywhere, or at least a couple places that still are in your mind.
We see them in the weight room, in the training room, in the practice gym. And you look around, you see the poster with the second half lead score and then the final score and the differential. And it's like, man, if you could even flip half of those around, then we have, you know, 12 or 8 losses instead of 12. We're probably a 2 seed instead of whatever we were last year, and it's just a whole different ball game. So, you know, that stuff, you don't get those back. You know, this is our last chance to do something about that, or at least my last chance to do something about it. So it definitely stays in your mind.
Is it hard to believe that this is the last chance that's gone by this quick? Hasn't gone by that quick?
It goes fast. It's a long time, but it goes by quick. Like, sometimes I think about how long ago Hawaii feels like, but then again, it feels. I can also remember, like, moving into my dorm, and I feel like that's just yesterday. But, you know, you don't believe that until it happens to you. You know, people are always telling you, enjoy it, it's going to go quick, and you're like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting here as a senior, 22 years old, and I got to figure out what I'm doing with my life. But, no, it's a lot of fun, and you just got to learn to appreciate it, and I think I have.
Marcus, at what point last year were you officially pain-free?
Oh, man. I think, like, maybe 3 or 4 ACC games left in the whole season. I remember being at Georgia Tech, I think, and I was like, at that point, I felt like I was pretty close to 100% because I was moving around and shooting around. I got a couple dunks, and I felt like, I was like, man, where did this come from? So that's probably, I think at Georgia Tech, it was towards the end of the year.
Had you ever dealt with something like that before?
I mean, not like that. Not something that it's not even really like that legitimate of an injury. It's just like a nagging pain that won't go away. So well, I guess it is an injury.
How do you see the backcourt kind of playing out with JP being gone and kind of limited bodies there at the 2 and 3?
I know I can fill in that a little bit. I'm not really sure if I'll be playing point guard to start or if it's going to be Joel or Nate or if we're going to have Theo and Justin on the wings or me and Justin on the wings. So having those options is a good thing. But, yeah, obviously we're only 6 practices in, and that'll be an interesting development to follow, I guess, in the preseason or leading up to the season.
Marcus, Bryce said that this has got the best chemistry of any team he's been on. Do you sense that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us have been around each other for a lot of years now. And our freshmen last year, Justin, Theo, and Joel, really like assimilated really well. So, I mean, it's just carrying over to this year. Adding Kenny and Luke, they're 2 guys that fit right away. They understand their roles, and, you know, we don't have any issues, really.
Have you heard the same comparisons to your hair growth to what the guys down the road?
Yeah, but my thing is, like, are they the only people that have ever grown their hair out? Like, I mean, you look in the NBA, you look all across, you know, America right now, everyone grows their hair out. So, I mean, if I decide to grow my hair out, I'm pretty sure it's independent of what people down the road. I have heard it, though. People tweet it at me all the time. Like, you got the Duke starting 5 haircut? I'm like, no, I just haven't cut my hair.
You've done a lot of things in your career. You've got a lot of individual accolades, made some big shots and stuff. Still have yet to get that team title. What would it mean to get conference title, national title, anything here this year?
It would mean a lot. You know, it would kind of complete a lot of what I came here to do, you know, just be a part of something bigger than myself. And it'd be weird to come back and, you know, not see yourself as a part of one of these team accomplishments that hang around the gym. So I feel like we kind of need to. I know I need to, otherwise I'm going to drive myself crazy after I graduate. It'll be interesting. I think we can do it as long as this guy brings his A game on a nightly basis.
Last question with Marcus, please.
All right, cool.